Would y'all rise and we're going to turn over to number 672, Send the Light. Amen. There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless waves. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. We have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light, send the light. And the golden offering at the cross we lay. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us pray that grace wherever where be abound. Send the light, send the light. Christ-like spirit everywhere abound. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light, send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light, send the light, send the light. The blessed gospel light, let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light, let it shine forevermore. Amen. This morning we're blessed to have two missionaries in our congregation today. We have Brother Diogo, who is going to preach for us this morning and also this evening. And then we have Brother Noel back in the back there, and he's also a missionary. So we're blessed to have them this morning. Brother Noel, would you open our service up in prayer, please? Yes.
So this morning we pray that as you guide us, may the Holy Spirit will empower each and everyone as we come to you, and also as we listen to the message that you are going to give us from your servant.
Yes. Yes.
And we thank you for your goodness to us.
Yes. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Let's see. Let's turn over to 682. 682. Tis a shepherd voice I hear, out in the desert dark and drear, calling the sheep who've gone astray, far from the sheep's folks the way. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, go out and bring them in, bring Who'll go and help this shepherd's kind? Help him the wandering ones to find. Who'll bring the lost ones to the fold, where they'll be sheltered from the cold? Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, go out and bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Out in the desert, hear their cry. Out in the mountains, wild and high. Hark, 'tis the Master speaks to thee. Go find my sheep where'er they be. Bring them in, go out and bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, go out and bring them in. Bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
How about we have brother Johnny come and sing our special. We have one more special after this, but brother Johnny, would you come up?
Good morning, everyone. You know, when Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, was crucified on that rugged cross, was buried, but when he rose that third day, that was a miracle. But you know what? The greatest miracle that I have ever witnessed was when, a little over 30 years ago, when Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, saved my soul from hell. Please. I wasn't there by the shore of Galilee when Jesus touched those blinded eyes and made them see. And though I did not see the empty tomb that day, I still believe, for I know what my Jesus did for me. I believe in his power in the blood of the Lamb. I believe that it's healing with the touch of his hand. But the greatest of all miracles is when my Jesus saved me. Oh, it's a miracle when my Jesus for me. I have seen the lowest sick soul, that was me, held life anew and be made good. That's me today in the eyes of God. And I have helped him lose those chains and say, my spirit free. Oh, I know what my Jesus did for me. I believe
healing, there's power in the blood of the Lamb. All I'm needing is healing, is the touch of His hand. Oh, the greatest of all miracles is when my Jesus saved me. Yes, I know that Jesus did for me. Now, oh, yes, I know what my Jesus did for me. Yes, I do. I'll never forget what He's done for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to see my Savior one day. Watch it now. Look how we're going to rejoice forevermore.
Praise Amen.
God. Jesus is my Lord. Praise God.
Did you ever have a scripture reading, brother? We had the scripture reading. Does anyone have a scripture reading this morning? No? Okay, let's turn over. Let's all rise and turn over to 235, and then we'll have our offering after this. 235. King of my life, I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Show me the tomb where thou wast laid, tenderly mourned and wept. Angels in robes of light arrayed, guarded with whilst thou slept. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Let me not marry through the gloom, come with a gift to thee. Show to me now the empty tomb, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for thee, even a cup of grief to share, thou hast borne all for me. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Amen. Brother Pat, would you pray for our offering?
Father, we just thank you for today. Thank you for being able to come to your church and to worship you. We just pray that you bless today. Give us a good time in the Word.
Yes.
Father, we pray you take this offering now and bless it.
Yes.
Everything will be done to
yes.
bring glory and honor to you. And we pray this in Jesus'
name. Amen. Brother Diogo is going to come and he's going to sing for us before he preaches. Amen. Brother Diogo is going to come. He's going to give us a presentation on his work, and so hopefully we can all see, and I'm sure it's going to be a blessing for us.
Oh, you so much for watching. Hello. Thank you very much for watching the presentation, and maybe I will stay here for the PowerPoint sermon, and maybe this evening I will use the pulpit. But as of now, I would like to present to you the Word of God found in Philippians chapter 2. We are going to talk about winning mentality. Please open with me, and I would ask everybody to stand up, please. Please open with me in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, do it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Our Father, thou art in heaven, we do express our heartly gratitude for this privilege as we gather ourselves for this worship. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to purify our hearts and our thoughts. Clean us by the blood of Jesus Christ. Forgive us in our sins. Lord, we pray that you bless this word of yours and bless every listener. We ask the Holy Spirit to move in our midst and moves in our hearts. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and sit down. Okay, I would like to speak about the sermon on winning mentality. In verse 1, it says here, let this man be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The reason why I use the word winning mentality is the fact that every creature has a mission in this earth. And the reason why God created us for a purpose. And every believer has a mission to do. But in doing our mission, a lot of obstacles that come to our ways. A lot of hindrances that comes to our ways. And that is the reason why Apostle Paul said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. He speaks about a strong mind. He speaks about a winning mentality. Where can we win the battle? Every time we do our mission, the devil is there to put obstacles. The devil is there trying to stop us. And that is the reason why we need that winning mentality. Philosophy says that quitter does not win and the winner does not quit. I wonder if you believe that. Mind is the highest aspect of man. In the study of psychology, a person with a weak mind, he is a weak personality. If you cannot content or cannot control your emotion, your anger, and your discouragement, thus you have a weak mind. It is true that the highest aspect that controls our personality is the mind. Because if we have a very weak mind, we have that very weak personality. Weak mind is considered as a negative mentality like Cain. Usually, weak mind, these are the people always think negatively. Sometimes, even Christian misunderstood the sermon. When they get hurt, sometimes they're discouraged because of a negative thinking. In Titus chapter 1, verse 13, if I'm not mistaken, Apostle Paul said to Titus that, rebuke them sharply for them to become sound in the faith. The word sound is used in medical terminology, speaks about health. That those people who love rebuke, they would become sound in the faith, which means they become healthy, they can grow spiritually, they become mature spiritually. You know the difference between mature Christian and immature Christian? Mature Christian are determined to serve the Lord, like what Apostle Paul said that none of these things move me. But immature Christians are looking for something where they can be discouraged. Immature Christians are looking for, something where they can stop coming to the church. And they always misunderstood the sermon. This is the problem with the weak mind, always negative. If a preacher emphasizes something to do, for example, if the preacher said, give your tithes, and God will open the windows of heaven, the preacher wants all the giver to be blessed. And the Bible said, those who will not give their 10% are considered theft or robber. The word robber in criminal case is heavier than theft. So when a listener always in negative thinking, the preacher judged me as a theft because I'm not giving my tithes, I will not go to that church. That is a negative thinking. They do not even realize that the purpose of the preacher, as Apostle Paul said, the reason why every time I preach giving is not because I love money, but because I want God will bless the giver. Amen? So most of the weak mind are in negative thinking. Negative thinking, sometimes you do not even know how to trust others. Don't you know that even God doesn't like unbelief? Distrusting hurts God. That's why the Bible said, we cannot please God without faith. And the word faith translated in Greek as trust. If we do not trust the word of God, it hurts God. And sometimes if we do not trust anyone, it hurts them. Well, technically, if you cannot trust yourself, you cannot trust others. Sometimes my wife always tell me, don't so much trust to that people. You were victim many times. But you know, although I suffered persecution sometimes, I so much trust to the people. I know how to trust them because I trust myself. It does not mean that when I was become a victim of those people, then I will stop doing good things. No, I will still continue to give. Amen? Weak mind is considered a negative mentality like Cain. When Cain and Abel were taught to give, to make worship to God by giving offering, the offering of Abel coming from the sheep or animals, and the offering of Cain coming from vegetables, the offering of Abel was accepted. According to biblical story, when God accepts your offer, the smoke must go straight going up. But the offering of Cain was not accepted. And because his offering was not accepted, he got angry with his brother. And God told him, if you think that what you have done is good, why is it that you got angry with your brother? So that's, you know, this is what we call weak mind. Instead that Cain must blame his brother, he need to say, Lord, anything you want me to do, did I go wrong? Because some people, when we, you know, sometimes where there are frustrations in our lives, those people who are having the weak mind, if they were frustrated, they look for someone that they could blame instead of looking for something they can do. Amen? So if thou dost well, so that's why God said to Cain, if you remain, or if you remain angry, the psychology said, if you remain angry within 24 hours, you would become the victim of that anger. That's why every decision in connection with our anger is always wrong. That's why when you are angry, don't make your decision. Because it's always negative. So Cain, instead of seeking the will of God, he killed his brother because of his weak mind. If you cannot control your emotion, your anger, and your discouragement, the Bible said that a person with a weak mind is always irresponsible and would not able to sacrifice. The Bible describes the person with a weak mind as a feeble-minded. The dangers of weak mind or losing mentality. Weak mind can control depressions that will lead to a harmful and wrong decisions. This man committed suicide because of his weak mind. Some people thought that when you kill yourself, the problem will stop. No. That's why we need winning mentality. Discouragement is not due to a persecution and failure of other Christians. Problem indeed is the weak mind, and we call losing mentality. Sometimes we have a lot of problems in our ways, but they are not the major problem. The major problem sometimes is our attitude and our mind. If we have that weak mind, we don't even know how to settle those things. And that's the reason why we are always lost the battle. The Bible said, let this mind be in you. The blessings of winning mentality. Winning mentality with faith, with faith will experience joy. Amen. Thou will give him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. A strong mind, we call it positive thinking. Winning mentality does greater things for the glory of God. What do we mean by greater things? We have a lot of activities in the church that we can do for the glory of God. Winning mentality does a self-determination. Determination people never give up and never quit. Apostle Paul said, "None of these things move me." Winning mentality can make self-sacrifice. Amen. There we can find how Christ One of the things that is really sad in the Philippines, there is a group in the Philippines who do not believe that Christ is God. They insisted, but they are growing. They are very strong. They have that strong relationship with the politics. That's why they are being paid by the government because of their, you know, one of the problem in political system in the Philippines is this what we call vote buying. Now, they do not believe that Christ is God because God is a spirit. When we had a debate with the Iglesia Ni Cristo, he asked me, "I'm going to ask you, Mr. Diogo, is God a spirit or flesh?" Then I said, "God is a spirit. If Christ is God, why he was crucified?" Then I said, "He left his throne, he sacrificed, he left his throne for the redemption of our soul." Remember when Christ was at the Garden of Gethsemane. He was emotionally grounded with fears. Then he said, "Lord, if possible, let this cup pass from me." Because, you know, you try to imagine that you will die, you suffer for the sins of others. It's really hard to do. If we are accused of the sins that we have not committed, it hurts us so much. Especially in our justice system, that there are some people, because of, you know, maybe the lawyer is the silence of the lawyer, sometimes the client lost the case. It's really hard. But when Christ was at the Garden of Gethsemane, because of fears, he said, "Lord, if possible, let this cup pass from me." But because of his winning mentality, he wants to do his missions. Then he said, he came to his mind that if he will not die in the cross, no one will be saved. Then he said, "If the last drop of my blood will only the way for the redemption of the sinner, then I have to die. I have to sacrifice myself." Then he said, "Thy will be done." Amen. That's why if Jesus was not able to sacrifice his deity, if he did not leave his deity as God, he is stayed in his throne, no salvation at all. But because he loves us, he wants to save us, and that is the reason why he sacrificed. He did all the things. In other words, if we love God, if you want to serve God, we need to sacrifice. Before I close, God called me in a place dominated by the Catholic Church. And there was a tradition in that place that as a member of the family, you cannot go away from the Catholic Church because you are committing venial sin. That's the reason why when I went there, I went on knocking doors. But doors will not open for me, did not open for me. I go to the streets, giving tracts that people do not receive. They will destroy the tract, then they will return back to my pocket. I will go to the plaza, the same thing, because of that tradition. But one thing that happened, that was 1992. My eldest daughter and my youngest daughter went to the market. As they approached the intersection, a blind curve, a sharp curve, as a child, you know, she was 8 years old, she ran ahead to the highway than her elder sister. But she was appearance with the sudden appearance of the 18-wheeler truck, speeding from the south, moving the northbound. And what my child did is just to cover up. She did not run away from the highway. Then this is the child. The truck is there. The truck fully stopped. The problem is that the driver did not get down to check the victim. As the truck fully stopped, my child was underneath the truck. Instead of get off from the front, she went underneath the truck and she tried to get off front of the rear wheels. And people came at the area. Because of the screeching sound and the loud horn, they went to the area. Then they saw the child from underneath trying to get off at the front of the rear wheels. That's 18-wheeler truck, full of 1,500 cases of beer, approximately 17 to 18 tons. Now, as the child trying to get off, when she was trodden, then the people saw, the witnesses in court said that when he almost get off, maybe the driver saw at the mirror, because some of the concept of reckless driver in the Philippines, be sure not to leave the victim alive for a shortcut legal remedy. Because under our law in the Philippines, if you injured someone, you take care of her unto the rest of her life. That's why be sure the victim not to be left alive. Kill that and offer amicable settlement. Sometimes the reckless driving will do that, although it's hard to prove that in court. Now, the people at the side saw the fate of my child. When the child almost get off, maybe the driver saw in the mirror, almost get off, this is the child like that, this is the rear wheel, this is the feet. Then the driver moved the truck forward again. Then the rear wheel crushed the feet. Then because of pain, my child twisted herself and drew like that. The problem is that this is the feet, these are the rear wheels. So the people saw in the side that the feet of my child was run over or being crushed by the rear wheel. As my child being crushed by the rear wheels, she was screaming for help. She was shouting, but people were shocked and they cannot move themselves. However, some people went to the front of the driver, signaling the driver to stop the truck because the victim is alive. But because of that wrong concept, the driver forcefully moving the truck forward very slowly. So the people saw the rear wheels crossing the feet of my child very slowly while she was alive. She was shouting, and one of our witnesses in court, he said, "I saw the rear wheels crossing the child to death. But I saw from the beginning that the rear wheels crossing the feet of the child. And as the rear wheels crossing the feet, I saw the child is screaming for help. But I cannot move myself that time. I saw the rear wheels crossing the back. Then I saw the child shaking her head. Maybe she gave up. Then I saw the rear wheels crossing the head. Then the head exploded. Then I saw the brain is scattered in the highway. our witnesses said, "Oh, what a pain." When I went to the funeral parlor, I saw the body of my child crumple, the nerves left in the highway. I just saw the skin. I was so pity for my wife and for my children. To make this story short, this tragedy attracted the attention of the people. The people, it seems that they are allergic to us. They are so negative to us. But as my child displayed in the church, people came to sympathize, to express their sympathy with us. In the last night, my wife said, "Can you preach?" "Yes, I do." In the last night, I said, "Don't you know that before this child dies, she asked me, 'Dad, what shall I do to gather and invite people come to the church, then they will accept Christ?'" Then I said to her, "Darling, we just to pray." But I realized that my child was sacrificed. And her death, the tragedy attracted the minds, the hearts of the people. They came to the church to express their sympathy with us. In the last night I preached, and then I said, "I believe that the soul of this child is now in the sight of God. She is there praying for you. And I believe that the power of God is now moving in our midst. If you repent from your sin and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will be saved right now." And that is the reason why Christ died on the cross. 40 people have accepted Christ that day. After the funeral parlor, there we came to the baptism. Since then, we have started the church growing. Now the church has at least 30 missionaries and daughter churches. And we are still, some of our missionaries are now independent. Amen. They can support themselves. But we are still supporting missionaries in the cultural minorities or in the rural area. And that is the reason why I am deputizing, not for myself, but for the ministry. Well, as I said, we need a winning mentality for us to be able to do the mission that the Lord has given us. I know that people cannot be saved without a preacher. And Apostle Paul said, "How can they preach if no one will send?" So I believe that God has given us a different missions and different ministry. So if you feel that God has given you that ministry, you need to have that winning mentality. In order to have that winning mentality, for us to be able to conquer every problem that comes in our way, first is to have that right relationship with God. If you have accepted Christ, if you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, He will forgive all your sins. He will save you. You will not face judgment. You will not be condemned in hell. You will have that eternal life. From there on, you will have that relationship with God, and the Holy Spirit comes to you. And by virtue of attending church, listening God's word, and by prayer, we will have that mind like Jesus Christ. Because the devil wants to stop us doing the will of God. There is always a battle. Every day we always have that battle. That's why Apostle Paul said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Sisters and brothers, I realize that in every mission that we will do, we must also sacrifice our efforts and sacrifice our time. I feel the power of God and the presence of God in our midst. I would like to extend an invitation, and I would ask everybody to stand up, please.
You all rise and turn over to 478. 478. Lord, I'm coming home. Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you've never done that before, you can come forward or talk to the person next to you, and if they know the Lord, they'll talk to you and witness to you. And if after the service you want to talk to someone, there's always somebody here that will talk to you about the Lord.
I'm extending two invitations. If you are not yet sure of your salvation, and if you want to be sure of your salvation, please come and I'll be praying for you. If you need salvation, if you want to feel the love of God in your lives, please come forward and we will be praying for you. Second thing, if you need the power of God, if you want God will strengthen you so that you can do your mission, please come forward. If you are not yet sure of your salvation, if you are not yet sure where you will go, either hell or heaven, God loves you so much today. God wants to forgive your sins. God wants to save you from condemnation. God loves you. Please come forward. God is waiting for you. If you need revival in your life, if you want that God makes miracle in your life today, please come forward.
We'll sing verse number 2.
Okay, let us bow our heads and we have a prayer. Our Father, thou art in heaven, we thank you once again for thy word. We thank you for this privilege that we have heard a message from your word. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us in our sins. We ask you, Lord, to bless this word of yours. Help us to meditate the words. Lord, we are praying for a winning mentality. We know that the devil always trying to prevent us, trying to stop us. And the devil sometimes puts a lot of obstacles in our way. But Lord, give us the strong mind. Give us a positive mind. Give us the winning mentality for us to be able to conquer all the battle, the trials, temptations that the devil wants to stop us. Lord, help us to be able to do the mission that you have entrusted in our hands. Lord, I pray that bless this church. Lord, I pray that bless all the members in this church. Lord, I pray that you bless each one tonight, today. Lord, I pray that you let us feel thy love. Let us feel thy power. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.